Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by the Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They have everything you could possibly want for the draft this Thursday. They have 136 draft beers. They have a 50-foot TV. You're going to go there. You're going to watch the Saints pick. They're not picking until 12, so you get there. You take off work a little early, get there like 4:30, get yourself good and drunk, so when they draft Paxton Lynch at 12, you won't be upset. You'll just order more beer and order more food. The Pelican House is where you want to go for the NFL draft.
Hey. They're not picking Thursday. They're not picking Thursday.
Kevin's being optimistic. Ooh. But either way, Kevin, you can watch and you can see the excitement of the trade down. So you can go to the Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They're awesome. You should support them because they support us, the Pelican House. All right. You know, it was going to be just a regular old... Nothing happens. The Carolina, they released Josh Norman. They took the franchise tag off him. He was going to go visit teams. He wasn't possibly going to go to the Saints, who had like $6 of cap space. And then, lo and behold, on Twitter, I see Schefter saying he's looking like he's going to Washington, but the Saints are pushing really hard. And if Josh Norman comes to the Saints, they'll tweak Drew Brees' deal and sign Josh Norman and extend Drew Brees. Kevin, I'm going to start with you. How awesome would it have been... I think it would have broke Saints Twitter if the Saints would have signed Josh Norman and extended Drew Brees and gave out like $80 million of guaranteed money. It would have broke Saints Twitter on Friday. I really believe that.
It would have also broken every abacus in the known world. I mean, you're improving the defense. You're renegotiating Brees' deal and Loomis Math. Oh, my God, it would have been glorious.
Bill Barnwell's column ripping the Saints for going back into salary cap hell, it would have been football erotica to me. Like, I would have needed time by myself in a warm bath with that. Like, I'm not even going to, like, I'm just saying.
Ralph would have been, I'm going to be in my bunk.
I'm just saying, man, it would have been phenomenal. Not to mention that Josh Norman is kind of a goofball crazy person. He goes to the game. He arrives at the stadium in character as, like, Batman.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Like, he dresses
no.
up. Yeah, like, he's a comic book nerd, and he pre-plans celebration dances when he scores touchdowns on defense. Like, he would have been phenomenal, but, I don't know if he'd been good on the field, and that's what I'm asking you, Dave. Like, would it have been, like, a good football move to give a 28-year-old corner $35 million guaranteed?
It would have been a terrible, terrible football move. I mean, for myriad reasons. Wait, what?
Raining on our parade, me and Kevin would have just been...
Nah. Look, first of all... this defense that the Saints have is more than obviously, but they are more than one player away from turning a corner and being good. They need many guys. One guy is not going to do it. And
but he
and
dresses
to pay,
up like Batman before
that's,
games.
That's
Dave.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful. and to spend and to allot that much of your salary cap and that much money to one player is first of all, it's one of the reasons you're in the situation you're in now, and two, it would have only made the situation worse. Even if Josh Norman
Your
turned
facts
out
are
to,
a buzzkill, Dave.
Even if Josh Norman turned out to be as good a cornerback this year as he was last year, I still don't think it makes the defense so much more amazing. I mean, they still lack a
pace. What are you talking about? It cuts the field in half.
No.
Batman. Batman, though.
Damn.
He'll use that money to buy a Batmobile.
Does he have an effect? Yes. Does he have a positive impact? Yes. Does it instantly turn the defense from 31st worst in the league to third best in the league? No, it might not even get them to 15th.
Well, the utility,
I'll take 23rd.
Yes, it will.
The utility belt.
Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something, you idiots. This for the last three fucking months since the goddamn fucking season has ended, all we've talked about is a fucking cash rush. Okay, a pass rush.
And now you jackasses
want to spend fucking $75 million on a cornerback? Oh Jesus fucking! You guys are just morons. I thought I was doing a podcast with semi-intelligent Saints fans. Now I finally figured out you guys are fucking morons.
It only took you several years. Andrew, you owe me a drink because we said our goal in 2016 was to get Angry Dave to join the podcast more.
He'll improve the defense because he'll get the other members of the defense to dress like the other members of the Justice League,
exactly.
And
oh my
everybody
God.
Will be intimidated by that.
Exactly.
Right. Kevin is having a fucking nerdgasm over here
about football.
$35 million. It's worth twice that.
Man, John McKiffin was paying the Klan that much in the '60s,
and it'll still be more entertaining than Batman versus Superman.
Oh my, Andrew.
And you know what? The truth of the matter is that's assuming that he has a great year, and I the chances of that even happening, I feel like, are slim to none. And I feel like they're even more slim to none on the Saints. Josh Norman is like a well-oiled Ferrari, but the Saints don't even know how to drive a fucking stick. You know, it's like it's pointless.
Here, Andrew, you're the cap wizard. I know they said they were going to tweak Drew Brees' deal, but how are they going to do this? I know
they already have a little space. You know, they've got about $3 to $4 million, and you know you got to remember these deals. Again, they're backloaded, so you know you give them a bunch of money up front as a signing bonus, but that gets amortized over the year.
So it would have like a $20 million cap hit in like 2019.
Yeah, maybe less. I mean, maybe 15. Yeah, but it's more affordable in year one than the yearly averages. We all know this, but I think the only way it works, obviously, is the Brees deal. That's the ace in the hole.
The salary
cap
isn't real.
Yeah, well, no, I mean that's really the only way mathematically they can make it work is tweaking Brees at this point. But
mathematics.
Me off this whole thing, and I was on my weekly radio show with ESPN Radio, and Sean Fox brought this up, and he makes a good point. Brees can't pick and choose when he likes a guy. He's not the frickin' GM. He's not the talent evaluator. Like, either he's all in and he's willing to give the team a discount. Like, where was this playing ball at the beginning of free agency when they could have signed Trevathan or some other corner, and you let – I mean, maybe that says it all about Brees, that he doesn't trust the talent evaluators. I realize it's Brees, so he gets some rope. I'll give him some rope. But I'm sorry, but, like, all of a sudden, Brees has, like, been steadfast and, like, nope, not giving you a hometown discount. And now he wants to hook up the team because he's found the one guy he likes enough.
Who said he was giving him a discount, though?
Well, Ed Werder did, and
if you can't trust Ed Werder.
No, I mean, he said he would tweak it. He could, but Andrew, he could have tweaked his deal and not given him a discount, right?
Like, okay, but why not tweak his deal at the start of free agency then?
Wait, I want to know who said he was going to tweak his deal. Brees himself,
Werder,
or his agent?
Werder.
No. Coming from who? From his
Werder.
Agent or from Brees?
Werder is anytime there's Brees news,
or
he
just
needs
a source?
Anytime there's Brees news that needs to be made known to the public, Werder is always the one who breaks it, and I'm assuming it's because of a relationship he has with Brees's agent.
No, dude, he brought
right.
Him.
So this
he buys a ton
coming
of
from
Advocare, Andrew. That's what that
right.
Is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, so this may not even be coming from Breeze himself. So
it's as solid as Jay Glazer making a Sean Payton report. It's solid.
Yeah,
if Werder is reporting something on Breeze,
But what I'm saying is Werder, the way Werder worded it, he's saying that Drew Breeze himself was willing to renegotiate to get Josh Norman.
Yes.
He didn't. Okay. All right. Well, that's fucked up. Then that's fucked up.
No, but I mean,
I just don't think Breeze can pick and choose which guys he likes.
I would say that's true. You know, like
either he's a member of the Saints and he's playing ball and he trusts the GM and he trusts the scouts to make the team better, or he doesn't and he should get the fuck out of there.
But did they ask him before? Like, or is this just something that like dropped out the sky? Because everybody was surprised that they rescinded off. Even Josh Norman was surprised that he panicked and he was like, I'll sign it, don't rescind it. So was this just kind of a move that happened and the Saints were like, dude, we can get Josh Norman. And they made the phone call to Breeze, which they hadn't done all off season.
That I don't know.
Possibly. That's a good point.
But if that's true, then I'm pissed at Loomis for not making that phone call
earlier.
Right. When free agency started. Not doing due diligence, right?
No. I mean, you know how much better? I mean, look, I'm not complaining. Like, I actually like what they did on defense, like Fairley and Laurinaitis and Robertson and Stupar. I mean, those are good pickups, and hopefully that will add up to more role players on a defense that will improve. But
don't forget, I mean, at the end
of the day, I would have loved Trevathan. You know, I would have loved a pass rusher. My God, they need pass rushing help. And they didn't really do that. And they didn't get a guard, which is kind of a big deal. I mean, hell, if I'm Drew Brees, I'm giving the Saints all the money they need at the start of free agency to give me a freaking offensive line. Because the dude's been hit. He's 37 years old, and he's been hit the last 2 years more than he ever has in his career.
Yeah, and the thing is, we don't know, how close was it to Josh Norman? Did the Saints like think that like maybe they could get themselves a good discount because he wanted to like stick it to Carolina? Like, we don't know like how close they were or what they were offering him. But Kevin, I wrote in my column today for Channel 4 that the Josh Norman move discourages me about the Saints trading down. Like, it proves to me they haven't changed one iota. Like, they're still looking for the magic bullet to fix the defense, and our dreams of trading down, I think, are dead. Like, if they're willing to move mountains for Josh Norman, Kevin, what's to say they're not willing to move mountains when Joey Bosa is there at 7? Like,
that's part of what I wanted to tell Kevin. Actually, I know he was semi joking about signing Josh Norman for the Justice League benefit, but Kevin promoting and being in favor of the team blowing $75 million on Josh Norman flies directly in the face of his strongly held belief of trading down.
That doesn't
in
have
the
anything
draft.
To do with trading
they
down.
They come from two different philosophies and two different schools of thought.
But the One Saints is, are haphazard all over the place,
but
Dave.
Kevin,
have you been paying attention? They trade Jimmy Graham like they're rebuilding, and then they unload all the cash they have on Jarrett.
Yeah, they're really half-assing it.
But Kevin,
right?
Do you think that the Josh Norman move sort of means that our trade down dreams are dead? I kind of think they are.
Well, no. I mean,
you don't think dreams never die?
No, listen. I am dreams never die. Dreams never die, Ralph.
Yeah,
Dave's making a good point though, and this is what makes me nervous. Is that I'm not seeing a true commitment to one philosophy.
No, they're
like you look at the trading of Graham in an effort to improve the defense, but Breeze has this $30 million cap charge, and you know they're signed. They commit more money to Keenan Lewis, you know, when he gets upset, and so like they're just like, and they sign Browner and they sign Spiller. They invest money in these guys. So it's like, half their foot's in like improving the team now, and then half the foot is building for the future. And I mean, maybe a combination of both is a good thing, but you just wonder, guys, which one is it? Like, are we going all in here? Because it doesn't feel like, if you look at the roster right now, it doesn't feel like they're going all in.
So,
I just feel like once again they're setting themselves up for like
this meddling in mediocrity 8-8 season with Drew Brees, like pulling up an otherwise god awful team.
No, costing them a higher draft pick.
So what you're saying is the Jeff Fisher special.
Yes, the Jeff Fisher special. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing, though. The thing is, to me, that what you just said, Andrew, it makes me even more scared that they're going to pick Lynch at 12, because Lynch is the perfect – Paxton Lynch, the quarterback from Memphis, is the perfect embodiment of we're not going all in to rebuild and getting rid of Brees, but we're not going all in to try to win now. We're going to try to, like, have it both ways, and we're gonna draft a quarterback at 12 and let him sit and blah, blah, blah. So, like
– if they draft a quarterback with the first round pick, you are literally – the phone call, the second the show starts, you are going to get a 60-minute-long fuck.
I've got the
– I'm pointing to the stands and calling my shot.
Man, our no cursing agreement has been completely out the window today.
It is. It's all right, though.
It is over. It is over. I am going to lose my mind.
What would Kevin? Is there?
I'm with Kevin because you've had the 31st defense overall in back to back years, and when you have Drew Brees on the roster in a defense like that. If you invest a first and a third round pick on quarterbacks in back to back years, that's indefensible. I'm sorry, but
unless
like
you trade,
when you look at it
well,
like that,
unless they trade Brees to Denver and got like a first round pick this year and a second round pick next year.
You have to. But that's the thing, Ralph, I don't think they would.
No.
And that's the whole issue with this, is this haphazard like half one foot in, half one foot out. But yes, I agree with you. If they take Lynch, then the only recourse, in my estimation, is you trade Brees, get whatever you can for him, you start McCown, and you let Lynch learn behind McCown for a year or two before you turn the reins
over
to him.
Dave, is there any scenario?
Oh, no, you got to go a year on that scenario.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, is there any scenario besides the Saints drafting a quarterback that would – is there a scenario worse, in your opinion, than the Saints drafting a quarterback at 12?
Drafting a punter.
Yeah, obviously that would be terrible.
Yeah, trading up to draft a quarterback.
Oh my god!
Listen, if they trade up, I'm pissed.
If they trade up for a quarterback,
No. If they trade up, period.
No, but
I'm pissed.
If they take it up to the next level and trade up for a quarterback,
if they trade it up for a quarterback, don't even bother calling me. I'm dead. Don't bother calling. Because there's a DNR.
Oh my god. Would drafting a quarterback, Kevin, be worse than if the Saints traded up to get Bosa and gave up the number one for next year?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
I think
Jesus Christ.
They should not trade up for anybody.
Do not trade. Listen. Like,
well, no,
enough,
well, I'm just,
like they've pulled this trade up bullshit enough. No more trading
five
up.
Five times in Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton era.
Ireland couldn't.
And they've never hit a home run with it.
They've never hit a double.
I mean, Brandon Cook is a home run.
Yeah. Well.
No, I would not say he's a home run. He's good.
Mark Ingram's good too.
Dave,
let's be honest, they
should have traded away every pick in 2014 and got Beckham. That's what they should have done. Like they'd have been better off. Like,
yes,
they would have. I mean,
well, yes, they would. Yeah, you're right. They would have. Yeah.
I mean, they picked. They just cut Vinny Sinceri today. Brandon Cooks is the only one left. They drafted the narcoleptic linebacker. The linebacker with bad knees. Who else did they draft?
Don't forget the heart attack offensive tackle.
The heart attack offensive tackle, Stanley Jean, the pirate. I mean, that draft, like, Kevin, if we got you drunk and we just had – and we put all the names of the draft in Mike
D'Antonio's – in a freaking hat.
In a hat, 1 to 350, and we got you shit-ass drunk, and we just had you reach in and pull out a name, do you think you would have at least two people left from the draft from 2014? Kevin, did you mute yourself? Kevin?
Probably.
Yeah, I muted myself. I muted myself because I was I was using the blender and I didn't want to disturb the show.
Fair.
For a second, I thought Kevin had died just from the mere thought of trading up for a quarterback.
Ralph, you killed him.
I killed him. So,
repeat the question now. I'm
he was blending. He didn't hear it.
I forgot. What was the question? Damn it! I forgot. It was a good question too.
If you
got drunk. And
yeah. No, I could definitely pick some. Yeah, people would still be left. Listen, my dog could pick the names
would
out of it.
Still be
could
on the
eat,
roster.
Could, my dog could eat all the names, and then when he shits later, you could sift through the shit, and the first seven
oh
you pull
God.
From that, you're going to find somebody that's going to be on the goddamn team.
I mean.
Yeah, we're on a roll tonight.
What? We are on a roll.
Fired up!
We are fired.
It's draft time!
It is.
It's draft week.
It's draft time! Fire up the Kevin Costner movie!
People today...
Mid-season form, baby!
People today in my emails were fired up. Half of them were like, they gotta trade down. And the other half are like man-crushing on Joey Bosa.
It's not gonna happen, guys.
You don't think they're going to trade up?
I just don't see Bosa ending up on the Saints. I don't think it happens.
Do you see them moving up to like 7 or 8 for somebody else?
Yeah, I think they'll freaking panic at like 8 or 9 and be like, "Oh my god, we might lose Shaq Lawson." I mean, I could see something like that.
Yeah. Totally see that happening. That's totally what's happening.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you got to trade up to 5 or 6 to get Bosa. Best case scenario.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
I just don't think they have enough ammo to do that unless they give up a first next year. And if they do that, I mean, I'm going to lose my mind.
I mean, they have mock drafts where the Saints take Paxton Lynch at 12, Andrew.
It's a thing. It's becoming more and more trendy right now.
Is it Brilliant Loomis or is it like a real thing, do you think?
God, I hope it's Brilliant Loomis. Here's the thing. I don't even dislike Lynch as a – he's very accurate. I mean, I like him as a prospect. I have nothing against Lynch. My issue is that you took Garrett Grayson in the third round last year. I mean, I'd like to think he's at least still in the plans for the team, at least in terms of development.
Yeah.
And again, 31st defense overall. Like, you could get a guy like Shaq Lawson or Sheldon Rankins and – I don't really think Lynch is a guy you take 12 overall. I think Lynch is a guy you take like in the early 20s, maybe. There's seriously no explanation, or it's indefensible.
Here's my Paxton Lynch theory, Dave. I think the Jets, they want to be done with Ryan Fitzpatrick, or they want to have him, but they don't believe in Geno Smith. They want Paxton Lynch, and I think the Saints want to get them to move to 12, and I think they're not going to get a draft pick. I think they're going to get Muhammad Wilkerson. I think that the Jets are going to trade up from 20 to 12, and the Saints are going to get Muhammad Wilkerson and give him like $90 million. That's my theory.
$90 million.
That's the going rate for a defensive end, defensive tackle, buddy, in free agency. I mean, like, maybe. Andrew, I'm right, like, the guy for Jacksonville got $90 million, right, Malik?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a lot.
But that's my theory. As I swig some alcohol, that's my theory, Dave. Do you disregard it at all? No shot.
Well, I mean,
that's not a crazy.
You know,
theory.
I think this. No, and I mean, I feel like the Saints are in a good position to entertain trading down and entertaining offers from teams looking to trade up. I mean, I think that there's a very – I think Paxton Lynch would certainly be available. There's a couple other guys that might still be available that some other teams might really want. There might be a wide receiver available that somebody like Minnesota would want or something like that.
Kevin, is that trade down? Because you're the president of the trade down committee. Would trading down from 12 to 20 and getting Muhammad Wilkerson and giving him a boatload of money, would that be an acceptable trade down?
No.
No. You only want draft picks?
I want picks.
Well, you might still get it. I mean, you'd still get, if you did that, I would be okay with it, to be honest with you. I mean, because you're getting a defensive player that's a veteran, that's proven, so you're not hoping that some young rookie is going to be some amazing big-time playmaker. You know what you're getting, so there's some security there. And then, I mean, if you traded with the Jets, you'd probably just switch places with them. You'd probably get their pick, so you'd still get a first-round pick.
Yeah,
but didn't you just say like earlier when you were deciding to take a huge dump in our bowls of cereal that that one player is not turning around this defense?
Oh, you're getting Muhammad.
You're getting his, I guess.
You'd be getting your defensive player with your 20th pick. You'd be getting two players in the, you know, one.
They could have done that with
already
Josh.
Quality.
They could do that with Josh Norman, but I think Dave is thinking that the front seven is better than a corner, maybe. Andrew,
I'm thinking,
just get two players.
I mean, well, here's the thing though. Like, Andrew, what has to happen? Like, as we're watching the draft, if they don't,
I don't think they'd be able to do that, because that would require a trade on draft day. And without restructuring Breeze, they can't afford Muhammad Wilkerson. So they would have to somehow, you know that they could restructure Breeze and know what they could do with Breeze before they could ever even do that. Because they're not going to be able to call Breeze in 5 minutes before they're about to make a pick and say, hey, will you restructure? Oh, great. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
if they knew they could sign Norman, they know they can sign Wilkerson, right?
Yeah.
No, because Drew Breeze was only willing to restructure for Josh Norman, so that begs the question: is he willing to restructure for Muhammad Wilkerson?
Well, we'll have to see.
Is Muhammad Wilkerson good enough for Drew Brees to restructure his contract? I don't know.
Is Muhammad Wilkerson, is he a fit though, Andrew, for the Saints? Because he's a 3-4 end, right?
Yeah, no, he's a 3-4 guy. I mean, I bet he could play defensive tackle. Not the nose tackle, but you know the. I guess they call it the 3-tech. He could do that, but I don't think it's a great fit.
Man, it's got to be a great fit if they're going to spend like $90 million. Like, it really
doesn't. No, absolutely doesn't. It should be a good fit, but it doesn't have to. We've seen the Saints pretty often.
Cool audio, Dave.
Dave,
and they're just hoping that they're going to.
It's really like a podcast tradition at this point.
It is.
You know, like we can't have a podcast without Dave dropping out.
Dave drops out for like one stretch, and then Kevin mutes himself. It's, you got to have all the pieces working in concert.
Am I here? Can you hear me now?
We just need Ralph to talk about his wife, and then we've got the Holy Trinity.
When the
Dolphins trade up to get Zeke Elliott, she'll lose her shit. You know, because she'll ask me, she'll go, what about Lamar Miller? And I'll be like, he left. And she'll be like, he left? What? But she's just really concerned about the Astros being terrible right about now.
It's early.
It's early.
There's 160 fucking games.
but when you're 6-13.
They've played 10.
When you're 6-13, that's a problem. Kevin, how do we feel about, you know, we know your thoughts on if they draft a quarterback, but what if they draft a guard at 12 or a wide receiver?
If they, I don't want to see him draft a wide receiver I just don't. Like, here's the problem. If you're going 12, if you're going to use the pick, it's going to have to be a quote-unquote unsexy pick. So you're going to, you know, I mean, I know it's weird that I'm talking like mood of the fan base or whatever, but when you make like an unsexy pick, it's just I don't know. I wonder if that's part of the reason why I wear the captain's hat for the trade for the SS trade down.
Andrew, is there any guard that's worth taking at 12?
No.
No. No. And there's the Cats.
So Cody Whitehair is probably the one guard that will be taken in the first round, and he's going late first.
Kevin, is there
Joshua Garnett could be picked
second round at best. I think Garnett is second round, maybe third.
Kevin, is there any trade down scenario where the Saints trade down from 12 to whatever, and they get picks, if they traded from like 12 to 20 with the Jets, and it wasn't for Muhammad Wilkerson, and they only got like 60 cents on the dollar or 70 cents on the dollar, like, would you be mad then? Like, is there any trade down scenario where you'd be like, ooh, I don't like that, when they get picks?
If they get extra, here's the thing. If they get extra picks, I'm happy. I want picks. I want more bullets to fire. Give me more bullets to fire.
Andrew,
he wants dick picks.
Like, what's the range? Like, if they move, Andrew, if they move like 4 to 8 picks down, like, what's
the? Oh, there's the cat.
Yeah, there's the cat.
Like, the baby, or was that the baby?
That was the cat. What? Side note: one of the cats, our 20-something pound fat cat, is now sleeping in the crib when the baby's not in it, which is just. But Andrew,
has the
like,
cat marked his territory in the crib?
No, thank God, thank God. Andrew, what if they move down, like say 6 to 8 spots? What's the return that you could expect to get?
Third round pick.
That's pretty good. I mean,
I'd be elated. I mean, I don't think we can expect, you know, the pillaging that the Browns and the Rams, or who did the Rams trade with? The Titans. You know, I don't think we can expect that kind of King's ransom, because there's just not going to be a prospect that's first overall or whatever, or franchise changing quarterback that they can land at 12. But so I don't think you're going to see that kind of fleecing. But if you can pick up a third round and maybe a sixth round pick, I mean, they're not picking right now in the sixth round. So getting one of those would be nice.
You know, Dave, is there anything with the draft that you look at it and you're like, I guess linebacker. Let's talk about, because they signed a bunch in free agency. If Miles Jack falls to them, or they pick the guy from Ohio State, let's say, out of the clear blue sky, are we okay? Are you okay with that being what they've done in free agency? If they would add a linebacker at 12,
yeah, that's okay. You know, they could still use some improvement at linebacker, and you know, any defensive position really. I don't think I'm going to be too upset about it. And the linebacker obviously is involved in the pass rush department, so I wouldn't be that upset, especially with Miles Jack. I mean, he's good. Obviously, he's got the health issue. I wouldn't expect him to really play much, or if at all, his first season if he was the guy. But
Kevin, what kind of rumors do we expect about Miles Jack's knee come Wednesday? I'm thinking that they're going to say he's got Zika virus in the knee and that he's in Argentina because teams want him to drop. How crazy do you think? How crazy do you think the injury rumors on him are going to get Wednesday? It won't be like Lyle Collins crazy with, you know, where he falls completely out, but I think there's going to be some crazy injury rumor stuff with him, Kevin. Do you agree? I think it's going to be fantastic.
I really wish I had jokes for this. I have no jokes for this at the moment. I apologize.
No jokes. I mean,
I was expecting Kevin to drop like, so the cadaver of a 9-year-old German woman's ACL was implanted in Miles Jack
this morning.
Yeah. She came over. She came over on the boat from she came over to Argentina from Europe. At the end of the 40s.
Before we
Bossy's good, yeah.
We're gonna continue the Saints Peyton worst draft pick next week.
No, we're not. The week after that.
When we get to enter all the new picks.
The ACL. So before we get to our final predictions on what the Saints will do and who they'll pick, we have some Twitter questions which are fun. I like this one, Kevin. This one, this is from Mateus. What will you be drinking pre-draft? Kevin, what will you drink after the Saints give up a first, second, and a third to move up into the top five?
Unfortunately, I will be working Thursday night, so I will not be able to hit my whiskey immediately. That'll have to wait until I get home, but I'm currently working on a bottle of Knob Creek rye.
That's good.
You're slobbing the knob, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Straight out the bottle.
Nice.
Like corn on the cob, Juge. So basically,
what you're saying is, since you won't be able to drink alcohol at work, you'll go to the janitor's closet, find the Drano, and chug that.
I may do that anyway. If they trade up, if they trade up and draft a quarterback, like I said, don't call, don't bother.
If they trade up for a quarterback, I don't even know what that press conference will be. Who will have the courage to ask Sean Payton, what the fuck are you doing? Will it be
none of them? Maybe Fizan.
Well, Sal Palantonio will. He has no scruples about it.
I'm talking about the local guys.
Sal Pal.
And they have the Twitter embargo, so they're not going to announce the picks on Twitter. At least ESPN people aren't. They're going to wait.
I'm fine with it.
Lions Yellen has the stones. I mean, he kind of went after Browner.
He does. I think Kat Terrell would, because she can ask it to him, and he couldn't just, rip her neck off.
Right.
Because she asked some tough stuff. But here's another question from Super Saiyan.
Yeah, she always prefaces it by, I have to ask this.
Yeah.
Don't get mad, please.
I have to ask this. Don't get mad. But she'll. So this is from Brian from Saints Nation. He was on our podcast last week. The draft extravaganza was awesome. Saints trade up for Bosa. Give us the eulogy for your liver. My liver will be completely dead. I have a new fifth of Jack Daniel's honey bourbon that will be drunk in its entirety if they trade up for Bosa, which I still think is in play, because I think Bosa is going to get to 6 or 7, because I think there's going to be a weird pick in the top 6 that people are going to be like, what? I just do. Like Miles Jack or Elliott. Think about it. If they got the two quarterbacks, if Zeke Elliott goes 4 and Ramsey goes and Miles Jack, that gets you 5. So that gets him to 6. I think we're going to be on, me and Kevin are going to be on whatever the code orange or threat level orange for trade up for Bosa. I really think
about yeah.
threat level tonight, I believe.
Yeah. I'm not really worried about my liver, because I'm just going to skip drinking and going straight into mainlining. So,
this is from Will Irwin. Dave, if we trade with the Jets, pick up Wilkerson, then draft a defensive end at, say, 24, will hell freeze over because we might actually have a good front 7?
Yeah. Yes, hell would be totally – you could go ice skating in hell.
Andrew, we talked about it on the draft preview, but the more I think about it, I think Shaq Lawson's going to be the surprise pick in the top 10. And I told you this today when we were texting. I think teams look at Shaq Lawson and they think that guy is going to be plug and play. And yes, he might not have a high ceiling and he might not be like a 15 or 16 sack guy, but he is not going to be a bust. He's the kind of pick you make, and he's a safe pick, and he'll still be on the roster in 3 and 4 years, at least contributing. And I think some team's going to take him in the top 10.
I'm with you. I think he's gone. I really do. And the main reason I think that is teams just need pass rushers. I mean, the value of a pass rusher, we saw it with Denver winning the Super Bowl, and I just think they make really good quarterbacks look mediocre when they get to the quarterback consistently. So teams are desperate for that, and I think he'll be kind of a surprise top 10 pick. I also think that him being gone will make the decision a lot easier as far as taking Sheldon Rankins. That's still my guy. I think Rankins is the guy unless something crazy happens. But I think it's going to, you know, Lawson and Rankins are kind of the two guys I'm eyeing with the 12th pick.
This is from Bourbon and Beers, Kevin. Worst draft, 2012 or 2014? 2012 has no players left from that draft, and 2014 has Brandon Cooks. Jesus. And remember,
can you rattle off a few guys from 2012? Who was the first pick?
Oh, Akeem Hicks, right? They didn't have a first because they traded for Ingram. They didn't have a second because Goodell took it away. Then they drafted Akeem Hicks. And let's see.
Was that Kyrie Fort? Was that that?
Yeah. No,
that's not really fair. That's like saying who's worse at boxing, Ralph or Kevin. I mean, that's when you got one arm tied behind your back, that's not really fair.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Let's 2012.
I would say 2014 is much worse.
Because they had more picks, but I mean. Nick Toon, Corey White, Andrew Tiller. Marcell Jones. That
was terrible.
I mean, Kevin, you got to pick one. 2012.
All right, hang on. Let me take a quick look at the 14 here. Da, 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 da. All right, so Cooks. Jesus Christ.
I mean, Cooks. When it's all said and done, Cooks could be a top five all time Saints receiver.
What?
So 2014.
I don't know about that.
26. You know, I mean, he's not. Maybe he might not be Eric Martin, or I mean, you don't think he
Cooks,
could be like Danny
Abramowitz. Stanley
Jean-Baptiste, level?
Kyrie Fort.
Yeah, Kyrie Fort, Vinny Sinceri, Ronald Powell, and Tavon Rooks.
Tavon Rooks is the guy who had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, do you pick 12, but then. But then it was like, well, they had a pick taken away from them from Herr Goodell. So, I mean, maybe with that pick, they would have picked somebody
Hashtag
that would have stayed
Goodell.
On. Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But my God, man.
It's bad.
God.
I tell you what.
I got a coin right here. Hang on. Heads, I'm going to say 12. Tails, I'm going to say 14. So heads is 12. I believe, what is that, Ohio? Ohio. Oh, it's the astronaut state. Okay, yeah, so that's Ohio, so that's the tail. So I'm going to say 2014.
All right, 2014 it is. All right, let's go wrap this up. Remember,
wait, shouldn't we do best out of three?
No. So before we wrap it up, people, you need to thanks to Robert for donating $1 for the month. He didn't want to rant. He just wanted to say he loved the podcast. Thanks, Guy, for donating. Donate what you can. We got to keep the lights on here. So just go there. Go to SaintsHappyHour.com.
If you donate, we promise extra cursing next week.
Extra, we do. Because when you donate, we don't have to worry about getting another sponsor. We can curse all we want. Win-win for everybody. All right, so I'm going to start with you, Dave. Give me what you think is going to happen Thursday night for the Saints.
You know, I hate to be
no, don't
boring.
Do it.
No, I hate to be boring and unexciting, but I think I kind of agree with what Andrew said earlier. I think they probably just stay at 12, and they probably get Rankins.
Okay, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Maybe if you know Shaq Lawson, maybe if he's available. But.
Ooh, quick question, Andrew: who's hot rated higher, Lawson or Rankins? If they're both,
Rankins.
If they're both there, so Andrew, what do you think they're going to do at 12?
If they're both there?
No, what do you just if they're both well first if they're both there, who do you think they take?
I'm with you. I think Lawson's gonna be the surprise top 10 pick that people aren't expecting just because of the position he plays.
Yeah.
And I think it's less to do with his skill set or his quality as a prospect and more to do with the lack of pass rushers in this draft.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a pass rusher, you better get one early. And so I think that's why, like, teams will be like, well, we value Rankins as a better prospect, but we need a guy who can get to the quarterback, because if we don't do it now, we're not going to get it in the second round. And that's the thing about this draft. It's extremely deep at defensive tackle. So if you don't take Rankins, you can still get a really good one in the second or even the third round. So
who do you think
is that? I mean,
you can do a trade if you want, but you don't have to.
Well, dark horse prediction, I think like a guy like Vernon Hargraves is going to be there, and it's going to be really tough for the Saints to pass on him because they didn't expect him to be there. And they're like, oh, man, should we take him? So I'm still with Dave. I'm still going to say Rankins, but I think there's going to be a surprise element with a guy falling, probably Hargraves, where they're like, do we go corner here and load up? You know, the Norman thing made me a little curious. I think that's just about getting a good player, but I was surprised that they made a run at a corner when they have Bro and Keenan Lewis. I just feel like it's not that they don't need to address corner. It's still a position of need, but I feel like they would want to address another position sooner.
So
you
say Rankins. Yeah. So Kevin, what
I'm saying Rankins.
What do you say? Are they going to make the pick, or are they going to do your dream scenario and trade down?
I'm doing the dream scenario because.
Okay, well, give me a dream scenario. Give me a team that they're going to trade with.
All right, let me take a quick look-see here. I tell you what, I say they just do Tennessee. And I know that's only three Four spots six. Back.
Okay.
Tennessee's at 15.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I could see Tennessee
saying,
listen.
And they've got plenty of draft picks now.
Nice. Right.
And
so
what do the Saints get extra out of this, Kevin? Like a fourth round?
I could see them getting like a fourth this year and like a third the following year.
That's a little high, but maybe. I think definitely when they did.
Oh, I'd be doing cartwheels.
For Jamal Brown, the Saints moved up like four spots, and I think they had to give up a fourth. So you think they're going to move back, but who do you think, if they move back, who do you think they take at the Tennessee spot?
This guy Conklin, who's supposedly a guard.
He's a tackle, but he can play guard. I have seen some mocks suggesting the Saints will take him. I have seen that.
Interesting. All right. Well, now it's my turn to pick. And at the drafting extravaganza, I said they're going to trade up for Bosa, and I made Andrew and Brian not happy. but in my column today, I think it's going to be Miles Jack. I think Miles Jack's going to fall, and I think he's going to be there at 12, and the Saints are going to be like, we got to take him, even though his knee may turn to dust at any minute. We got to take him, and they're going to pick him. And I don't know how to feel about that, but I think that's what it's going to. I think it's going to be Jack.
You know what I find hilarious? These Twitter experts, you know, not only are they draft experts, but they all have access to medical files and they're doctors. Now it's really impressive how smart
the NFL player. We don't know.
You're right.
Even the teams
So the thing I've seen on Twitter is, well, you know, if you pick Miles Jack, I hope you're happy with the first 6 years, because his knee isn't gonna last after that. So the first 6 years is all you're gonna get. So
I
love the assumption that every other first round pick is guaranteed a 7 year NFL career.
If you told me the Saints were gonna get three awesome years out of Miles Jack and then his knee was gonna turn to dust, I'd still do it. If you guaranteed me a certain amount of like, if you said
three Pro Bowl years,
yeah, like if you told me he's gonna be peak Ricky Jackson for 3 years and then he's gonna be out the league, I would still do it, Andrew.
Hey, he'd still be under his rookie. He'd still be under his rookie contract.
Yeah. So that's my pick, Miles Jack. So
cheap labor, baby.
So. We're all going to be on Twitter for the draft, but you can go to Saints Nation. Andrew, what do you got going on before the draft? You got, like, final mocks?
Yeah, I've got a player board that I've created myself from hours of research, 150 players, ranked as a Saints board from 1 to 150. I've got my final mock.
You have no life.
So, yeah, I've got some tasty stuff coming before Thursday.
Dave, what do you got?
Not to mention this podcast you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. 150 players.
Believe it.
We will have our big board up.
Of course I have no life, Dave. I have two kids.
And our community mock draft will have up, and we'll have a draft interest tracker, and we'll have an open thread, of course, and we'll have the picks as soon as they're made, and we're usually pretty good on the draft.
Kevin, since you're not on the OK Tinder Madison, what do you do in your spare time now?
That's a good question. I really don't even know what I do.
Still with the lady friend?
A little more jerking off than normal, but...
No, I mean, she's my girlfriend now, so, like...
My girlfriend.
So you can't find you can find the
that was pretty
you,
good
can,
Andrew.
You can find Kevin on the Twitters. So I guess that wraps up the show. Have happy drafting, everybody. We'll all be on Twitter. And until next week, the bar is closed.
Ralph, you know that cat's pissing in that kid's bed.